Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, welcome to Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, Bishop will be up shortly for prayer, and thank you so much for joining us today. We just thank God for you, and we thank God for you and the Lord today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen, 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 amen. Well, thank God for everything, ladies and gentlemen. Thank God for his wonderful Son. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, let's give the Lord a hand cup of praise as we thank him again for this awesome day. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. 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 Thank you, gentlemen, for just joining us. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John Sinclair. The number 347-843-4559 is the call-in number, 347-843-4559. Without a doubt, ladies and gentlemen, I think most people would agree. Everybody on the planet needs prayer. So we thank God for the opportunity to be with you today in prayer and know that we are praying for you, even when we're not on the broadcast. We thank God for that as well. Ladies and gentlemen, also, too, we'll be opening up the lines later. If you do have a prayer request, just always don't want to forget that. If you do have a prayer request or a comment later on, hit star one on your phone. And we'll be glad to bring you on after Bishop prays. If you have a prayer request or a comment, feel free to share that at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233, and hit star one on your phone. That'll put you in the queue, okay? And also, our scripture for tonight, Joel, we're going to encourage you to read the entire chapter 2 of Joel. I'm going to be reading verses 21 through 26 tonight. So Joel chapter 2, verses 21 through 26. And we thank God for his awesome word that will never, never go away. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Let's give the Lord a hand clap for his word because it will stand forever. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get the word. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, opportunities on here. Listen, let's go to the word. Let's go to the word. Amen. Fear not. This is starting at verse 21, Joel chapter 2, verse 21. Fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Amen. Thank you, Father, for that word. This is the one I like. 22. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring, for the tree beareth her fruit, and the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Amen. Be glad then, be ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, and he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down on you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and that shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore you to the years that the locusts had eaten and the canker worm had the canker and the caterpillar and the palmer wood, my great army which I set among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied in the praise of the Lord and our God that had dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Joel chapter 2. And I encourage you to read the entire chapter, Joel chapter 2, verses 21 through 26. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for his wonderful, marvelous word. Amen. 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 Ladies and gentlemen, for just joining us around the globe, this is Prayer Time, and this is John Crenshaw. And we always like to hear from Bishop's wife, Dr. Janice Crenshaw, as well. She'll be coming up after Bishop prays. So thank you so much for your time today. And Bishop, thank you so much for your time today. God bless you, sir. You're live on the air, sir.
God bless you, Elder Kibben. God bless you. That you would do great in a request, God, that you will hear our cry. Lord, your words say, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my faith and turn from their wicked ways, then you would hear from hell, forgive their sin, and heal their land. Father, we thank you tonight, God, as you honor your word. And so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It shall not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you plead, and it will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. Father, we thank you tonight, God. You was wounded for our transgression. You was bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement our peace was upon us. But it's with your stripe we are healed. Father, we pray special for those that are sick tonight, God. Whatever disease they may have or whatever sickness may be upon them, God, we pray for their healing tonight. Because you paid the ultimate price, God. You sent your son, Jesus. And Father God, we are your people, God. And Father God, we thank you, God, that you have created man in your image and in your likeness. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, you're creating the gods, God, that you will get the glory, God, even in the earth realm, God, that man will be a light to the world, and man will be a light, God, that shine in dark places. Father, we thank you tonight. And God, we honor you, O Heavenly Father, and we give you praise, and we adore you. And we appreciate you, God, for your goodness and mercy. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for your word. And God, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Father, we walk by faith and not by sight tonight. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood. And Father, against high blood pressure, against sugar diabetes, against mental illness, against all types of diseases, we plead the blood of Jesus tonight. And God, we thank you, God, as you move in a great and a mighty way. We glorify you. God, we pray especially for Bishop Poland tonight and his family. We pray for their healing, God. You're able to heal the lungs, God. You're able to heal their breathing system, God. You're able to do all things. And Father, we thank you tonight, God, that no weapon formed against them shall be able to prosper. Father, we thank you tonight, God, we stand in agreement. And Father, we thank you, God, as we pray for the children that's going back to school now. We pray for their protection against this disease, this virus. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will protect their little bodies. You will protect their minds. You will protect their blood vessels, God, in their everything about them, their organs, God, that they will work properly. And God, no evil shall come near thy dwelling, no plague shall be able to overtake them. And Father, we thank you for it tonight, and we give you glory and honor. We thank you, God, and we stand in the gap tonight, Father. We stand in the gap for the teachers, God. We stand in the gap, oh Heavenly Father, for the parents, God. We stand in the gap for the faculty at the school, God, for everybody, for the bus driver, God, for the teachers, God, for the people that work in the cafeteria, the people that were janitors, the people that work in the school system all over. Father, we pray for their protection, God. We pray in the name of Jesus as you heal, God. You are able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think or ask, God. Even this other pandemic that is coming out has came out, God, besides COVID-19, you know all things, and you are able to heal and protect from that virus, God. We thank you tonight, God, as the people, God, as you bless them, as you heal them, God, as you protect their bodies, as you protect their minds, God. And God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. Love is a great gift, God. We thank you for the gift of love. Halamoshe kondosa. God, we see Moroko Dabaraba. We thank you for your word, God. The weapon of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down every imagination tonight and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. God, we pray for Prophet Samuel tonight. We pray, God, for his healing. We pray for God as you raise him up as God from his sickness, God. And Father, we know you are able. You are able not unto him who's able right now, God. In the name of Jesus, we call it so. We pray for his family tonight. Oh, God, we thank you for strength. We thank you for endurance. We thank you for joy. We thank you for providing and making a way. And, Father, we pray for so many others tonight, God. You are all-knowing. You know every secret. You know every secret, every thought. Hallelujah. You know every need. Father, we thank you tonight, God, as you protect, as you heal, as you deliver, you set free. Father God, in the name of Jesus, look on America. We need you as never before. Keep us in your care. Keep us under the blood. We plead the blood of Jesus. God, even like the children of Israel, God, when God, you say the death angel, but God, you told the men of God to put the blood over the doorpost. And when they see the blood, God, we place the blood of Jesus over the lives tonight. We place the blood over sugar diabetes tonight. Lord, we place the blood over high blood pressure tonight. We place the blood over cancer tonight. We place the blood of Jesus over all type of diseases. We place the blood of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, God. We thank you for your miraculous miracle working power. We thank you for the testimony, God. Oh, God, we give you praise, God. It is already done according to your word. We thank you, God, as we pray for Pastor tonight. We pray for Bishop Randolph and his family. Father God, we ask you to strengthen him during this season. Father God, bless and look on those that have lost their loved ones all over this world, God. You are the only one can comfort like no other can. Father, we thank you tonight as you comfort each and every one tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, as we walk by faith, God. God, we pray for the pastors, oh God. We pray for the pastors. We pray for their congregation. We pray for the saints of God everywhere. Oh God, let us remain faithful, Lord. Let us continue to walk in faith and not by sight. Let us not be afraid, God, of most shut. Don't let us walk in fear, in doubt, God, but let us walk in faith. And Father God, the weapon of our warfare are not carnal. Oh God, no tasandropoko, no seed, no evil shall come near our dwelling. No plague shall be able to overtake us. Father, we thank you, God. You said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. God, you order our steps. You order the body of Christ's steps. You order the people of God's steps. You order those that God are the most of. Even those that are sick tonight. God, we pray. We pray tonight for Eddie, God. We pray, God, that in the name of Jesus, you are able to heal. You're able to heal to the utmost, God. And we pray for his healing tonight. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you're able, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and we give you thanks, God. We pray for his family, God. We pray for his mother, his brothers and sisters. We pray, oh, Heavenly Father, God, keep them in your care. Father, we pray for those all over this world that are lost loved ones, God. We pray for those that God is fearful in doubt. But we pray for strength, God, and we pray for endurance. And Father, we glorify you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. No weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. And God, you said in your word, you will hold no good thing for them that love you, Father. We thank you tonight, God, for your assurance. We thank you that you are blessing us in this season. God, we are walking in our blessed season. We are walking in the opportunity that you have made available to us. God, we thank you, God, for vision and dream. We pray for our children tonight, God. We pray, God, for their protection, God. We pray for God that for their success, God. We pray, God, for people, God, everywhere. We pray for children, God, everywhere. We pray for that young man, that child, that boy, that young girl that's looking for a job, God, that you will bless them. God, we bless them, God. Bless those that's in college, God. Those that's on their way to college. Those that God has fitted them on Koransiko. God, we thank you, God, as you continue to provide, as you continue to make waves. And Father, we thank you as you can give us wisdom in this season. Give us wisdom, God. Give us wisdom in this season. God, keep us in your perfect will. And Father, we glorify you. We praise you, God. Your word say, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my faith and turn from the wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. I'll forgive their sins. I will heal their land. Lord, our land need healing tonight, God. Our lands need healing tonight, God. We thank you God, we're living in a blessed season. We are, thank you for the open door. Thank you for the opportunity, God. We thank you, God, as you continue to bless, God, as you can keep us in your care. God, no matter what come up on this earth, prepare us to be ready. Prepare us, God, that we are protected. We are protected in your blood. We are protected by your blood. We are protected by your word. And, Father, we glorify you. We will not walk in fear, not doubt, but we will decree and declare your word wherever we go. We will decree and declare your word that you are our King. You are our Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider. You are our way maker. You are our burden bearer. Father, we thank you tonight. We pray for that mother tonight, God. We pray for that missing child tonight, God, that they will find their way back home, God. God, protect them and give them safety no matter where they are. Protect them, Lord. And, Father, we glorify you. Pray for that person in prison tonight. Father, we pray for that individual, God, for that has been locked up for unfairly, unjustly, God. Though we pray, God, I'm ashamed, for cover them in your blood. Lord, we pray, God, as you continue. Look on America. Lord, we need you as never before. Keep our minds in perfect peace that stayed on you. We pray for our communities, our neighborhoods. Pray for the police department. We pray for the government, the mayor. We pray for the president of the United States. We pray for all government officials, God. Father, we thank you, God, as you will place a righteous person in office, God, that have the heart of you, God, that looking out for people. And Father, we thank you as you continue to open doors, open doors. I know people have lost jobs, but God, I know you are a supplier. You are a supplier. And God, bless them with a better job. Bless them with a new career. Bless them with that new beginning. And Father, we thank you and we praise you. We adore you. This is the day that you made and we will rejoice. And thank you for a new beginning. Thank you for a new start. And Father, we pray, God, that those that have vision and dream, that they don't give up and don't give up, don't give up and don't quit. And Father, we thank you that it will come to pass in their lives. We thank you and we forever give you glory. We thank you for healing. We thank you, God, that we are healed. We are healed. We will live a long life because you promised your people long life and a healthy life. And Father, we give you praise for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Keep us under your blood. Amen and amen.
Amen, Bishop. Amen. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We do need the Lord, as Bishop just prayed, ladies and gentlemen. You're just joining us around the globe, ladies and gentlemen. This is prayer time for Bishop John Crenshaw. That was the voice of Bishop praying for you, your family, your nation, your community, your neighbors. And we just thank God for the man of God. At this time, we're going to open up the mic for Dr. Crenshaw, Bishop's wife at this time. Thank you so much, Doc, for being with us tonight.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the prayer tonight from Bishop Crenshaw. Praise the Lord. And I just want to reflect upon the scripture that Elder Kevin prayed tonight in Joel, the second chapter, and really pointing out, praise the Lord, the 25th verse, where it specifically says that the Lord is going to restore unto us the years. Praise God, that the cankerworm and the palmerworm and the caterpillar and has stolen from us. So we, in spite of what is going on now, as Bishop has said, I heard him say it, we're living in a blessed season. Now, that may sound like a hard saying in this season because things are looking pretty, if you would listen to the news and all of the things that's going on, the COVID-19, the Delta variant, and then a potential another variant being out there. How in the world can this be a blessed season? Praise God. Well, we got to understand, those of us that are believers tonight, that we are kingdom citizens. We are not citizens of this world. We're just a stranger passing through. And praise God. So we're never to get comfortable in this earth, not even getting comfortable with the things that are going on and settling ourselves in the midst of this chaos. Remember on the last prayer, we talked about Ezekiel, who was called into a dry place or into a chaotic place where that was a valley of dry bones, but he did not become dry. praise God, even though the Spirit of the Lord led him into the valley of dry bones, he did not become dry. So we have to be careful and realize who we are. Praise God, the anointing, the anointing, the anointing. The anointing destroys every yoke. So when the enemy tries to come after your family, praise God, have to come after your finances, coming after your job, coming after your children, we have to remember that we are kingdom citizens. Continue to speak the word of God in the atmosphere despite how it looks or how it appears. Praise God. You have to know and believe this is your blessed season. This is your blessed season. Praise God. You have to have faith in God that he's going to protect you. He's going to cover you. And I've never seen the righteous or he begging for bread. When the enemy comes in like a flood, God promised he was going to raise up a standard against the well, people of God. We don't have anything left but the word of the Lord. We have nothing left but the word of God. Oh, grass may wither, flowers may fade away, but the word of the Lord shall stand forever. That's all we got. That's all we got. It's very, very clear. Praise God. Everything that man says is good. When it's all concluded and we sum it all up, we still got to trust God. We still must trust God. So I admonish you to have faith in the word of the Lord, that even though things look chaotic, God, through the prophet Joel, I'm going to restore everything that the enemy has stolen. So don't give up, praise God. Don't give up your faith. Don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up, praise God, on the things that the Lord has promised you. Don't throw in the towel because it looks crazy, feels crazy. And every time you turn on the media, they talking crazy, praise God, against what the word of God is saying. We as believers, we should never forget it. We are kingdom citizens. I can't say that enough. We are kingdom citizens. Thy will be done in earth. Hear me tonight. Hear that word. Thy kingdom come. And you need to say it in your house. Oh, my God. You need to say it on your job. Thy kingdom come. Right up in here. Right up in my office. Thy kingdom come. Right in the midst of all of that drama on your job. Thy kingdom come. Yeah, God, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Praise God. Wherever you are, praise God. Kingdom is there. That's what the word of the Lord said. The kingdom is in you. Wherever you go, you take the kingdom with you. Take the kingdom with you. Release kingdom in the atmosphere and believe by faith in the word of God that will never, ever pass away. Amen. Praise. Greater is he that is in us than this demon spirit of COVID-19 that's in the world. Hallelujah. Praise God. By faith, be your family. Stay covered, 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 covered by the blood. We need to pray that. Stay covered, 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 covered by the blood. Praise the Lord. In him we live, we move, and we have our being. We're absolutely nothing without him. God bless you. Back to you, Brother Kelly.
Thank you, Dr. Crenshaw. What a powerful word. Ladies and gentlemen, did you hear that? Ladies and gentlemen, there's no other way. There is no other way. I'm convinced, ladies and gentlemen, there's no other way than Jesus Christ. Come on now. No other way. There's nothing. Nothing. But a believer, every believer on the planet can know that Jesus said, I am the truth, the way, and the life. And no one goes to the Father lest they come through him. And that's powerful. So that's Jesus saying. That's who he is. I believe it. I trust you do as well. Yeah. Yeah. Thy kingdom come, as God said, thy kingdom come. And ladies and gentlemen, before I turn this back over to Bishop, I wanted to make sure you guys, you definitely call, text, if they're all alive. Anybody who's brought the word to you, I'm talking about your bishop, your pastor, your teachers, and Sunday school people, anybody in your life who brought you the true word, you better thank them. You better call them, text them, write them a letter, send them a cash app, whatever, and thank them for keeping you in the word of God for such a time as this. Yes. And you better bless them. Bless them. Bless them. Just bless them by saying thank you. Thank you for keeping me in the word, keeping your family in the word, through your church and through your Bible studies and all the things that wherever the word, I don't care if it was just singing hymns at the Bible study, just singing and praising God together. But you just want to thank anybody who's in your life that brought you the word. Yeah. Yep. There's no other way. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John K. Jones. Bishop, back to you, sir. Thank you so much.
Praise the Lord. Thank God tonight for Dr. Clincher, that word of encouragement, all exaltation that we hold fast. We are living in our blessed season. Don't forget, God has not forgotten about you. God has not forgotten about us. It is our time. So hold fast to the word and know God is going to send you into your wealthy place. God is going to place you into your wealthy place. God is going to put you into your wealthy place as you do what is called. Be obedient to his word, and God will continue to bless you. We praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. Prayer is the key, and faith unlocks the door. God has you on his mind. God bless you tonight. We love you.
Amen, Bishop of God. We love you too, and thank you so much for that powerful word. And bless my whole household, and I'm sure, ladies and gentlemen, Bishop of God, bless your household as well, because the word goes out and doesn't return void. We thank God for his awesome word. We thank God for the man and woman of God tonight as well. Thank you so much, God, for Bishop. Thank you, thank you. Powerful, powerful. Amen, amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we want to make sure you have a great rest of the evening. I want you to have a powerful rest of the week as well, and just continue to thank God, as Bishop and Doc has already said. Please just continue to thank him, praise him. Have your time with him. You know, even when you're walking, exercising, you know, whatever you're doing, just include the Spirit of the Lord with you. And believe me, you'll feel real good about all of that. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, 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 yes. Amen. Praise God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to leave you with a quick song from Lauryn Hill and Tanya Block. This is one of my mom's favorite songs, His Eye is on the Sparrow. Oh, praise the Lord for the word of God. His eye, he'll never leave you, ladies and gentlemen. He's watching over everything at the same time. So if his eye is on the sparrow, you got to know he's watching over you as well. God bless you. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop and John Crenshaw. God bless you now.
Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart feel lonely and long for heaven and home? When I know he watches over me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches. He watches me, his eyes. And I know he watches. I know he watches.
Take care. Stay in God. Please stay in God.